Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick.
Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask Women podcast, we dive into style. What you're wearing matters. Sorry, guys, to burst your bubble, but how you look does matter for women, but not for the reasons that you think, as Kristen will angrily explain within the first 10 minutes of this podcast. So keep listening so you can find out what you need to do to alter your style so that you can pull women in. Yes, you will pull women in with your style after you listen to this episode. Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Ask Women podcast, your favorite podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Kristen Carney from KristenandChill.com. And of course, my co-host for so many years and also my friend, as we just established before we started recording.
We finally graduated to friends.
We finally.
Yeah.
After 12 years, friends. We were like, maybe we can be friends now.
Yeah, maybe. Like not good friends, but friendly.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah. Like frenemies. Frenemies, actually.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's how I like to keep them.
Yeah. And today we have someone who is part of your team, the Wing Girl Method,
yes.
Who is a stylist for you guys, who has many years making men look good.
Mm-hmm. And it's Carol. Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to you guys about style today.
Yeah. Carol is our amazing stylist. She makes guys look good, and she makes it so that, you know, the whole interaction approach is 10 times easier. Because when you look good, it's easy.
You feel good.
You feel good, and it's easy for women to approach you. It's easy for you to approach women. The barriers get dropped a lot faster. But yeah, Carol, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you both for having me, and I look forward to sharing a lot of good information, tips and tricks to help our guys make it easier and be date ready when they go on dates, for sure.
I love it. Okay. So I wanted to tell guys that we have something very special. I'll announce it at the end of the show as well, but I'm going to announce it now. We have, I mean, you'll listen to Carol and see if you actually want to talk to her, but we have a free call with Carol available for the first 10 guys who schedule a call where she will literally assess your style. She'll tell you what's good, what's bad, what to get rid of, what to keep, and what to maybe go out and buy so that you look absolutely amazing with women. So if you're questioning anything about your style or you just want to enhance your current style, then go to winggirlmethod.com/Carol Style. winggirlmethod.com/Carol Style. And now I'll let Carol talk and give a little bit of background about, you know, why you, how do you know how to style these men so that they look good and that they don't become cookie cutter versions of every other man out there?
Wonderful. Well, thank you. Well, I've got a background as a fashion designer for over 2 decades, been dressing men and women from all over. I've owned 3 boutiques, one in Montreal, one in the Caribbean, and one in Vancouver. I've done bespoke, custom-made clothing for both men and women. And after working with you, Marnie, for the last almost two years that we're together, I realized that since I talk to your guys all the time, I really, you know, I had this aha moment because I speak to them and I see them and saw the way that they look. You work on their mindset, their approach. They're all excited. Their confident level is up. But then the way they look doesn't really match with their inner soul, what they've learned. So putting that together, I realized that there was something more that we can offer them and really put together programs that really help guys to simplify their lives and to make it easy for them to be able to dress in a way that is not complicated. And I find that most men realize they don't realize how important style is. And when I say style, I don't mean fashion. I don't mean trend. I mean dressing like a man, masculine, so that you can focus on your date. And, you know, I really get them date ready. So the focus is on the date and not what they're wearing. So their confidence rises to a whole different level.
Yeah.
you know, it makes it much simpler, and they're like relieved that I give them permission to be a man versus wanting to do fashion.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because both of you are single, and I know, you know, I talk about it a lot about, you know, looks not being super important, but what you kind of just said is that they are somewhat important. And I'd love for you to explain that a little bit. I'd like to hear both of your opinions about what it really means to a woman about your look and your looks.
Well, for me, first impression is everything. After working with a lot of the guys that I've been working with, they're, you know, high level executive, high earner, very like professional, but the way they look doesn't portray that. So as a woman, they're all looking for a high value woman, but they've got to show up as one. You help them, you give them the skill set and everything, but then their look has to match the rest. As a high value woman, we want a man that looks good beside us. So if the first impression, the guy is wearing sweatshirts and sweatpants,
or oversized clothes.
Yeah. And that's a main one that most guys don't have, is the fit. So once I work with them, I have a perfect example, a gentleman that did our program, and then he worked with me. He landed a date with a doctor, and he's an engineer. And he said, Carol, if I hadn't changed my look, I would have never been able to attract that quality of women.
Yeah.
So I know that your inner soul, you know, your personality is what's important at the end of the day. But the chemistry, first impression, speaks before you even have to say a word.
Yeah.
So I think it says a lot about you.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important to a certain extent. Of course, they have to work on the inner. That's,
of course. You know. Well, let me ask Christian a question. So like, is this saying that we women are superficial? Because some guys are probably listening thinking like, well, why can't I go in sweatpants? Don't I look good as is? If my personality does shine, why does it matter what my clothes are? And maybe Kristen.
Is it okay to get angry at a question?
Yes.
Okay, because this makes me so angry. It's just common sense.
But
you know, the way men want to be attracted to a woman, if you are a butt guy or a boob guy or a arm guy, because you're super random, whatever it is, it's visual. Something there is attracting you to it. Same for women. Women aren't as shallow as men, generally, I find. But if you guys like the boobs or the butt, or you're like the girl to look good, why wouldn't we want a guy to look good? It doesn't make any sense to me. So it's not being shallow. It's being attracted to something visual. It's such an obvious question. I don't know if it even answers it properly.
No, it does. It answers it perfectly.
But there's something to be said about someone who has style, and it's a good style, in my opinion, because there can be different styles. I'm not drawn to every single type of style. But if they have a certain style, I'm telling you, I know guys will be like, oh, yeah, no, they can't look like George Costanza and still look hot. I'm telling you, there is a certain style. If a guy has it on, I'm drawn to him. I may not want to date him forever or, you know, marry him, but I will be drawn to that look. And it says something about his personality matching with my personality.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a filtering system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so my ex, for example, I loved the way he dressed. I love the way his boots hit his jeans, the way his coat kind of, you know, hung on him just right. This cool coat with the little collar just ever so slightly popped, not on purpose, but because he threw it on, you know, so it's a cool coat, but he didn't take 10 hours to pick it out. He just threw it on out of his closet. Maybe he's got a hoodie coming out the back of it, but it's sharp. It's put together. And I want to rip the clothes off of him immediately. And his personality was represented in his clothing, and it matched my personality. And so I went, wow, we are similar. There's a bond already. I can see that we see things the same. If we go to an art museum, he's going to make fun of the same shit on the wall that I'm going to make fun of. Or he's going to love the same 18th century painting that I love, for the most part. You know, so it's a guide to the person.
Or at least that's what you're thinking in your head, subconsciously, right? That doesn't mean that that's necessarily true, because
the possibility is there.
Right. But even something more important that you said, it draws you in more. The truth is, okay, so I have guys who have been doing style makeovers with Carol, with Aaron, who also works with us as well, for the past 17 years. And every time I say, send me pictures, send me pictures, send me pictures, because I want to see this major difference between what was before and what after. And the amazing thing is that every guy looks different because both Carol and Aaron, specifically Carol, like really pull out that guy's personality and then shape the style around him. She doesn't like put the same bomber jacket on every single guy, right? It's like really pulling out their own unique and individual style. And what I love seeing and feeling is how I respond to the before and after picture. Because there are some times when you guys send photos over and I look at the before picture, or I've worked with that guy before, so I know that guy, right? And I have a guttural response to him. And I know what that is. It's not really attracted, just to be blunt, not really attracted, nothing that stands out, but a great guy that we're going to work on. When I see the after picture of them in their outfits, like, it's not just the outfit, it's what the outfit does for them.
The confidence.
To their confidence levels, to their swagger. But then I can literally feel my gut reaction changing when I see this new style. I don't think it's superficial. I think it's just like, we like things that look good. And what looks good can say many other things to us. The truth is that if I see a guy who's kind of schlubby, or not even schlubby, just is not dressing super well,
it says a lot about
him. I don't think that he has a lot going on. But that's the truth. Either that he's, listen, nerdy is fine. It's like the sexy thing for 2024, 2023. Like, nerdy is fine, but there's a nerdy who doesn't care, who also like doesn't have a life, isn't social. And it's all subconscious what goes on for us.
It speaks a lot.
Yeah. 100%.
So much about yourself, because as a woman, when we see a man that's well put together, and we're not talking, you know, GQ model.
Right.
Now, I can make a man, like you say, that's not attractive and work with him and make him the most masculine and handsome.
Yeah, Gap, Old Navy, Zara. You don't have to spend a fortune to do these things.
No. But really, it makes a big difference. Like, I had a guy who did your program, and he's like, I said, so what do you wear when you go out? I wear sweatpants and sweatshirts. And I'm like, and old runners. And I said, and you're wanting to attract a woman that way? And one thing guys ask me all the time, Carol, where do I meet women? I said, guys, okay, hold on. Get out of the house, open the door.
And they're there.
Women are everywhere. They're everywhere. But you have to be ready. You have to dress nice in such a way that when you walk out that door, that woman, you got that 30 seconds to make eye contact, connect with
her. Her attention.
If you don't feel good, she's going to pass you by. But if you look good, she might turn around and look
at you. Exactly. It's the eye getter. You need those first 5 seconds so that it's easier to make that approach and that interaction.
For sure.
I will say one thing. So my brother-in-law, he buys all his clothes at Walmart. He looks fantastic. It's crazy, right? But my point is saying is like, that I'm trying to make is that you don't have to spend a fortune. He just knows how to pick out certain colors, certain clothes, certain cuts that fit him really well. And he is like a sweatpant guy sometimes. But I like that.
In my ex, he would shop at nowhere but outlets.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, you think he's like, these boots are $700 boots. I got them for $200. He'd throw them, you know, like he was so proud. I mean, $200 can be expensive for certain people, but you can find things at outlets that, you know, all of his clothes were from an outlet. Every single piece of clothing that he had, I loved, you know, and, you know, and then also, you know, it does say something like, are we compatible? So if there's a guy and he's nicely dressed, but he's wearing like a polo shirt, for me, most likely, even though that could be nicely dressed, he's not going to be for me.
Yeah, it's not my look.
He's not, you know, edgy enough.
Yeah,
I need a guy with a little more edge or a little bit more of a point of view, you know, so to speak. But they can really define, you know, there might be a woman who loves polo shirts. And so you're going to pull in women that, you know, may really be more attracted to you. If you were not dressed that way, she wouldn't know that that was in your personality to have, you know, maybe
100%
the golf guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can pull those sides out of you. I want to say one thing that I want to get to a little quick break for our sponsors, but it's funny. I'm just realizing that when I first met my husband, I wasn't attracted to him right away. And I know it's because of his style. I didn't like his style the first time. And the second time that I saw him, I thought he looked like too beefcakey to me. Like his t-shirts were tight around his arms. And the third time that I did see him, his personality seemed different too. He was like a little bit more sarcastic with me and bantering with me, which I loved. but he was wearing a sweater. He had glasses on. Like, his style changed.
It's more masculine.
It altered the way that I saw him before. Like, literally, I kept thinking the first couple of times I interacted with him, like, he's really nice, but he's like kind of cheesy. That's not my style. That's not my guy. It's interesting. And then I remember in the first few months of our relationship, there'd be certain, I didn't like his style. There were certain times when he dressed really well where I'd be like, damn, he is like the most beautiful man in the entire. I can picture a specific time. He had this army hat on, this green hat, this green shirt that was kind of like tight, but not too tight. And I remember just looking at him thinking, wow, he's so attractive. But other times thinking, he could do better. So yeah. I'm just saying, like, it does have impact. Doesn't mean you always have to be stylish. So I want to take a quick break and then I want to come back and I want to talk about, like, if there's rules for dressing. I know it's hard because, you know, this is audio. It's just a podcast. So we can't really show anything. But if there's rules for guys, like little takeaways that they can have right now, maybe 5 things that we could discuss, I think that would be amazing. All right. So we're going to be back after this. Please do not fast forward. Listen to all of our sponsors. They keep our show on the air. They give us moolah so we can keep doing this. All right. We'll be back in a minute.
You guys know the movie Groundhog's Day, right? Where it feels like the same day over and over and over again. Well, that's probably what it feels like when you're flipping through profiles when you're online dating, right? Like, you've seen the same profile again and again and again and again. She's not just one of those profiles. You're also probably one of those profiles. And no one loves to live the same day over and over and over again because it's boring. So make your profile interesting, enticing, alluring, clever, something that she's never seen before. And I promise you, the amount of times you get swiped on left will go down drastically. So if you want more matches, stop wasting time, stop living in Groundhog's Day, and having the same experience on a dating app day in and day out. So go to kristenandchill.com. If you want help with your banter, of course, I'm there for that. But I'm also here to make you look your best, sound your best, and appear your best. So you can start getting those matches and getting on to dates.
If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting. Or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod/flirty and you'll find out all about it. All right, we're back. We've got Carol Danis with us, who is part of the Wing Girl Method team. And again, if you want a free style assessment, go to winggirlmethod.com, 2 G's/Carol Style. All right. So tell us, like, what are some basics? Like, how, like, if a guy were to look in the mirror right now,
okay,
being dressed with his hair, are there certain things that you would say are like no-nos? Like yes, get rid
definitely.
Of. Okay, so let's hear. I'd love to hear it.
First of all, when you said, look at yourself in the mirror, one of the most common thing that us, all women have in our house is a full length mirror. Men do not own a full length mirror. Problem number one, because you need to see from head to toe what you look like. Most guys, they grab what they have on the couch, just leave the house and looking mismatched and ridiculous in a lot of ways, or promoting with big brand, you know, names. And
yeah, no big brands.
No,
the names.
No, definitely not. I'm glad we agree on that. Like, if you're promoting somebody else, it's like you're the bulletin board for somebody else. But to get back to your question, you know, basic things that men should, first of all, purchase, invest in a mirror, a full-length mirror. It's not costly. You could buy it at Walmart, anywhere. So inexpensive, but will make a world of difference before you walk out that door. And things that are important for you to look at and address before you leave the house, especially if you're going on a date, is that you're not wearing old, worn out shoes. They have to be clean. If you're going to wear white leather sneaker, not sneakers that you wear at the gym, do not ever wear sneakers to go on a date. It has to be a proper shoe. Women, we look, that's one of the first place we look is your shoes. If you look good, but your shoes are worn out, it says the guy's not paying attention. It says,
I have to pop in here though for a second on the worn out shoe. Some styles have a worn out look already built in. And so like, for example, I mentioned my ex's boots. They were really cool boots, but they looked worn to an extent and they looked cooler because of it. If they were brand new and it looked like he just put them on, I wouldn't have found them as attractive. So I think that there's a balance. And I think that based on who the guy is, you know, if you're maybe a little bit older or you're skewing a little bit more preppy, you want to not have the worn shoe. Maybe if you've got a little bit more of an edge, you're a little bit more into a younger style, then you can maybe get away with that boot that looks worn purposefully, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it depends on the type of guy, but I'm talking with the gentleman that has no style. They're starting and they think by just wearing sweatpants, sweatshirt, worn out shoes and, you know, branded t-shirts, like these guys have no, your ex-boyfriend had some sense of style. He had his own style. We're talking about men that are wanting to, you know, they've been divorced. They're starting over. They're losing weight. They want a new them, right? They just want to restart fresh. And they're lost. They're lost. The wife used to buy their wardrobe or whatever the case may be. And I really, honestly, Kristen, I dress my guys in a very masculine way. And I dress them with essential first so that they can go a long way. And you don't have to spend a lot of money. And I'll dress you like a handsome man, like you have no idea. It will make a world of difference. But before we get to identify your own style, we need the basics. They need to understand what works for them, what doesn't. And how to wear it, how to fit. And then once you've got that, if they want to evolve and personalizing more of their style, then we can evolve in that. But you need the basics to start. So the problem I find with a lot of guys is that they're frustrated. They're guys. They're not us. They're not women that love shopping. They don't like shopping. They get overwhelmed. They look at videos and they're like, there's 50,000 pieces I should be buying. What should I buy? So now they think they've got to be, you know, stylish, and they have to go buy that, you know, new boot you're talking about, but they don't have the rest that goes with it.
Or they do it by just spending some money, right? They think that that means it works for them because it was expensive. So my dad always says, these are like $150 pair of jeans that he got in an auction. But I'd be like, but they're from 1994 and are three sizes too big for you. It doesn't look good. So I think you touched on something really big there, because like, yes, the sweatpants don't work, but I would say most of the guys that work with us, their standard uniform is like some sort of khaki pant or a navy pant that is either too small or too big, that has like kind of weird belt with it that doesn't necessarily go with the color. And then they have a collared shirt that's either too big or too small, and that they like rough out. I don't even know what the right word is for it, because they tuck it in and it like kind of hangs over.
And then pull it out.
And then they pull it out a little and it just looks weird. And sometimes for some of these guys, like they don't have the neck to pull off a collared shirt and that doesn't look good on them. So it's not like they're like just dressing like schlubs the entire time. They're thinking they're putting the right pieces together. It's just not looking good on them. Listen, I am the same. The way that like I used to once a year, I would work with Aaron, who has worked with me for 17, 18 years. Who's another one of the stylists that is part of the Wing Girl Method. And she used to dress me once a year and I loved it. It was amazing. And I'm from that, like I have my own style now, right? But I'll always go to her to say like, what do you think of this? And she'll tell me like what works for my body and doesn't work for my body and what colors work for me too. Like what brings out my skin tones. So like you can go and dress yourself 100%, but having somebody else to help you. But I want to talk more about like the size. What are some guidelines for people, even for themselves? Because some people aren't going to get on a call with you, right? So what are some things that guys need to know?
Well, they need to know, again, like wear not worn out shoes, wear clean shoes if they're going to go on a date. Fit, I think, is the number one thing that they need to focus on. Like I have a lot of guys that, you know, send me their photos. They think they're doing well. You know, it's so funny because I said, what do you think on a scale from 1 to Japan, and they say, oh, I'm a 7. And then I look at their outfits and, oh my God, 2-3 sizes too big for them. The blazer, you think it's their grandfather's? And I'm just like, really? Oh yeah, but they give me all the excuse in the world why they're wearing that. But at the end, they have no concept of fit. And fit is critical. So you could wear sweatpants or pants or jeans, but if they don't fit, it doesn't matter, right?
Are there guidelines for fit, like for a shirt?
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Like for the pants, if you take on the side of your thighs, it shouldn't, if you pull your jeans or your chinos or pants, shouldn't be more than 2 inches total of circumference per leg, that it should be extra on your leg.
Okay. And what about being too skinny? Like, is there, so it should be a certain amount?
Yes. Like, you don't want skinny tight jeans. I mean, this is passé. It's, you know, 10 years ago, we had the guys that wore super, you know, almost legging looking jeans. That is a look that doesn't flatter most men, and it's not in fashion. And if you wear classic straight slim pants or jeans and not wear them 3/4 showing your ankle, like wear them like a man should wear their pants, it changes the whole game. Like you look, like I've seen so many, I live downtown and I see men all day long and they're dressed and you're like, okay, they're okay. And then whoop, you look down, they're wearing like 3/4 pants and it throws it off, and weird shoes, and they're trying to express their personality with, you know, the different trends and looks, of, you know, crazy socks. So keeping it, you know, slim leg, have it cover your ankle, depending on the shoe you're wearing. You don't want it bunched up. A lot of them have about 4 or 5 inches extra fabric at their ankle. I don't know why, but it's very typical.
Because that's how they came from the store. Yeah. So they haven't tailored
them. Exactly. And they don't think of having it anything tailored. So your fit, saggy jeans, have them not have a saggy butt. Make sure that they fit your bum. If you're losing weight, go buy another pair of pants or jeans. That doesn't have to be expensive while you're in your transition of losing weight, because we have a lot of guys after divorce, after starting over, they're changing their body and they want to have a brand new them. So that, you know, unfortunately, fortunately for them, they're losing weight. They're taking care of their body.
Yeah. And like Gap has amazing jeans that guys can wear.
All of them. There's so many.
Let me ask you a question for both of you. Okay. So you're both stylish, right? Which means style is important to you. I know this is a hard question to answer because you are both stylish. Do you think then that it matters to most other, like, let's say there are women who are not stylish. Would it matter if a guy wasn't stylish and didn't wear his shirt right? Like, or would it just elevate him so that he's now this, you know, diamond for her to get, where she might feel like, oh, I have to be with him because his outfit says so much more about him? Like, I guess I'm just trying to see, like, does it really matter to everybody? It's a hard question to answer.
I would say the majority, if you look around at social media, you know, social media, everyone, obviously it's not real life, but generally I'm always surprised at how good looking people are. I know there's filters, but how well dressed people actually are on there, and their homes look pretty cool behind them. And everyone seems to have it together in that sense. And so if I'm seeing account after account after account after account with people looking pretty good, I would assume that that will flow over into real life off of the apps.
I totally agree. I totally agree. We live in a very superficial visual world, and it's all about me, me, me. So people, they want to look the best that they can, and they want the gentleman that's going to be next to a beautiful woman to, you know, match her look, so that when she goes out with him, we as women, we take care of ourselves. Well, you know, if we go on a date, we'll do our hair, our makeup, get dressed and look pretty. Why? For our dates. Well, we expect at least the gentleman to do the same, you know. And I'm not talking about a fashion play GQ model. Like, a lot of guys will come to me and say, well, Carol, I'm short, I'm bald, I'm fat, I'm this, I'm that. I don't care. Let all that go. That's your limiting mindset. I can still dress you to look like a handsome man with what you have.
Yeah, it's still going to elevate you.
Yeah, 100%. The woman that, you know, she sees your personality and you dress well, that tells her so much. You might not be the, you know, a 10, look-wise, but because you dress well, all of a sudden you look that much better and your personality will shine when you go on that day. So they match, right? Like Kristen was saying before. So I strongly believe that it is super important for both sex, right?
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I always think about, so one of my husband's friends is, you know, pretty heavy, but he's sexy. He dresses so well. and like that always stands out for me. He wears his hair well, and but he follows. He does. He reads GQ. He tries to like, you know, bring in some style into his life, and fashion has now become important to him. But when I first met him, he did not care at all. And he was like a schlub, right? Who makes a lot of money, but a schlub. Mm-hmm. And then... yeah, it makes a difference. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's enough for this topic. I think guys get the point, but yeah.
Well, I hate to transition and put more on guys' shoulders. Yeah. However, style doesn't stop at your clothing. It does apply to your home as well, mm-hmm. and to other things.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I was on a date somewhat recently and really nice guy. I really did like him and we actually communicate a little bit still, but I saw his apartment and I just went, oh, we're just different. And my guy friends.
Well, that was one of your ex-boyfriends who had a horrible, disgusting, remember? It was a slob.
Oh, well, my first boy, long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but the one right before your last one, wasn't he have like stuff on
yes.
his floor?
And you know what's interesting about him? So he was 5'6", great sense of style. So don't tell me short guys don't get any. He was in great shape. He took great care of himself. He had amazing style when it comes to dressing, but his house was disgusting and he couldn't even see it. It was like, you know, if we have a color spectrum and the color green is on it, he couldn't see the color green. You know, he had no idea. And that was a huge turnoff to me and very frustrating. However, so that was a couple years ago. And him and I still do communicate. And I think he just bought a new house, which looks really nice. And I'm like, wow, it's so clean right now. And it looks so good. But this guy that I went out with recently, decent enough style, very Italian, but toned down, not like super Guido, like, hey, I'm from Staten Island, you know, like toned down a bit, but it was there a tad, but just a tad. But we went to his apartment and I was like, it's going to be so tacky. It's going to be so tacky. And I walked in and I just went, no, because it was everything that I expected it to be, which is exactly what I did not want it to be. Mm-hmm. So it was the black leather sofa with stitching, like you could see the white thick stitching with these cheesy glass side tables with the gold and the, you know, and here's what you get from Bed Bath & Beyond and you think you hang it there and it looks like art, but it really just looks, you know, like a print from Walmart and, you know, so... extend it. Once you get yourself covered, you know, style-wise, your body, think about your space. Because like the guy I went out with, like I said, wasn't too bad. I was like, I can handle this. It's not bad. But when I saw his apartment, what it said to me, and you know, some women might go, that's okay. I'll decorate the apartment. I'll take over. Right. But what it communicated to me was we don't see the world the same way. We don't have the same eye. We're different. We just have a difference. Whereas my ex, we loved the same decor. We antique stores and every piece, we'd be like, oh, that piece is awesome. And this piece is awesome. And that couch and that couch. And we agreed on everything. So it was like, okay, we're compatible in the style sense, but that goes deeper. It means we have a certain sense about ourselves that speaks louder than fashion and louder than style. And so... when guys think it's surface level, it's really not.
Yeah.
You know, the pieces that my ex-boyfriend would pick out showed me that he really appreciated art, which meant he really appreciated, you know, I don't know, learning. And then beyond that, he appreciated like losing it. Like he had a really cool bike in his apartment, the way it laid. It was like, okay, cool. So he's like athletic kind of, but so the apartment, it's very New York. It's, you know, it's modern, but he's got the bike. So he's athletic or he's out there on his bike. And, you know, it's just like, okay, there's all these different pieces. And that is all based somewhat on style or how you're presenting yourself. And it spoke so loudly, you know, about certain aspects of him that we completely connected on.
Yeah. But in a lot of cases, the way you dress, that's why you said it. Us women, if we don't get to their apartment, right? Just first impression, if he dresses like a slob, what does that tell us? Oh, where else in his life he's not taking care of it? He might be a slob at home. It might not be clean because he doesn't wear clean. His hygiene, his grooming, is, you know, you're kind of like, oh no, this is not for me, because what does this world look like? So he doesn't care about himself. He doesn't care about, he won't care about me, our relationship. So it goes so much deeper when you look at it for the first impression. So, you know, lucky for you, you got to see his place, but doesn't always happen that way. That first 30 seconds that they have to connect with us, you better be on, you better show up, you know?
Yeah. Plus you want your arm candy.
Yeah.
You want your arm candy.
He lost me at the apartment. And it was a nice apartment in freaking Greenwich Village in New York City, a beautiful, spacious place, but just the decoration, you know. So, you know, I don't know if I'm extreme. Maybe some women would look past that, but I think it is something to think about.
Yeah, but you weren't really into him. That's the whole thing. Like, you weren't really into him. If you were really into him, you could see past that and slowly shift. Like, same thing with the guy that did have the messy home before that you dated. You dated for a long time. You liked him a lot.
Yeah, I did.
And you tried to help him and fix those things. So it also matters how invested you are. The thing is, if you're not that investment and then you see a crappy outfit and a crappy apartment, you're out. It's over.
But if he had a really sharp apartment that I really liked, it might have tipped me to go, you know what? I'm going to go out with him again.
Yeah, let's see what else this guy has. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. All right, I'm going to wrap up the show, ladies, but thank you so much for talking about style with me and the importance of it and what it can do for guys. It's like, it sounds like one of the easiest things they can do, right? You can learn all the skills in my programs, or you can get a good outfit.
It's your secret weapon. Guys don't realize that having good style is your secret weapon to get a woman's attention. So keep that in mind, guys. Well.
I totally agree. And if anybody does want a free style assessment with Carol, well, she will tell you, go get a full-length mirror, tighten up your shirt, loosen up your pants, cut that hair of yours. She will do all of those things for free to the first 10 guys who do sign up. WingGirlMethod.com/CarolStyle. WingGirlMethod.com/CarolStyle. And thanks to my amazing co-host who helps men banter like a champ.
And make over their profile, which is also make over their profile. Makeover in a sense.
Yeah. 100%.
It really is how you present yourself.
Yeah, it's all marketing. Yeah. It's all marketing.
Yeah.
It's what says, I want to get into this. I want to know more. The style helps, the profile helps, but if they all look shitty, they all look crappy, they all look generic, you move on to the next one.
Yeah.
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 All right. Thanks guys for listening to this episode. You guys are awesome. We will see you next week.